Heel mooi, hè.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bill, I have talked to Rusk and to George. I told George quit talking and embarrassed me in front of Bundy about what he ought to do. Now, I don't think he ought to have a public press conference. I think it ought to be a backgrounder in his office. If they want to ask him anything, be glad to come in, and he doesn't want to have a public press conference. Now, the reason I think that is several fold. First, I don't agree with his going out and getting in sit-ins. I don't want to say that, but I don't think a White House staff member ought to be doing these things except the press secretary.
Or not to be a principal.
That's right. The second thing is, if he does it with a press conference, he has to do it on television. If he does it with television, they're going to invite him to come right down to that Foreign Relations Committee and the Armed Services when this investigation starts. And I don't want the president's employees to be subject to committees, in particular men that sit in that spot. Just like Roosevelt had to keep Harry Hopkins from going down, I've just got to keep Bundy from going down. But he wants the limelight. And I think it'd just ruin him to get subpoenaed down there like Sherman Adams did. And like Walter Jenkins did, and have to defend it on the ground that he's sick and have doctors go in. And I can't do that on Bundy's ground. And I don't want Bundy. He can't be a confidential assistant to me and be down there testifying.
That's
a very dangerous precedent. So I think that you just have to say to him that you called me back, told me you wanted to do it, and I just said, well, I hated like hell to veto anything that he or George wanted, but I'm sure that they couldn't be thinking right if he goes and has a public press conference. Why, they say, hell, if he's answerable to the New York Times, why didn't he answer to some senator from Arkansas? Or the senator from South Carolina, Mr. Thurmond?
That's an awfully good point.
So, I would say that what he ought to do is walk out there and say to him, and pick a copy of his transcript, and say, here's what I said yesterday, backgrounder, and I'll be glad to see him on the home and get a little sleep. But I don't have anything to add to this. There's nothing new. Secretary of State's had one today, but I'll be back in the morning, and I'll be glad to see you at 9 o'clock, 9:30, if you want to drop in. Any of you that are interested in asking any questions that haven't been covered on a background basis, but I don't want to start having public press conferences anymore, and I want the chairman of the Joint Chiefs to start having them.
All right. I'll be there right now.
Say, Bill?
Yes, sir.
Then I told Rusk we'd meet with him about 6:30 with Bundy.
Tonight?
Yeah, and okay. I think you don't need to get in this argument with him. You can just say, well, I want to meet with him and Rusk and have a good talk, and then you ought to get whoever we need there. I'd guess Ball and Tom Mann will be gone, but Vaughn and
Rayburn
and Mr. Arnold and anybody that you think ought to be there. Any of our boys, you, Jack, Buzz, Dick Goodman, and so on and so forth. And see if I've got something at 6:30, move it up or change it. But they have Ruskin.